You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Today we will be talking about the pigs and the chains. Next week we will be talking about the mud and the spit. Okay, that's taken from John chapter 9. When he will be talking about the blind man. And then the last week, we will be talking about words and stones. Wherein we will be talking about this woman that was caught in adultery. And see what will happen. The reason why we believe that this is such a timely message for all of us is because we believe that all of us have to go through turning points in our lives. Ano po ba yung turning points? Ang turning point po is ito. A time at which a decisive change in a situation occurs, especially one with a beneficial result. A time at which a decisive change in a situation occurs, especially the one with beneficial results. It's a decisive moment. Iga nga. Maaring ito ay, you know, it's something na nangyayari sa buhay mo ngayon. An example of that, it would be the EDSA Revolution. The EDSA Revolution was a turning point of this nation. Diba? Ang daming nangyari ng EDSA Revolution. And things started happening in this nation. Ang daming mga pagbabago nangyari because of that turning point in our history. And then sa America po, yung 9-11 is a turning point sa buhay po nila. You know, never in their mind, they would ever thought that they would be attacked right there in their mainland. Okay? Hindi po, wala po sa isip nila yon. And yet, it was a turning point in their lives. Okay? And then what's happening right now in Japan. Diba yung nangyari sa Japan ngayon? That's another turning point. Yung earthquake, you know, and all that thing. And then people are worried about their relatives, kung ano yung nangyayari doon. And it might be in your life, maaring hindi ganun kadramatic yung turning point mo. Maaring yung buhay mo ngayon, you know, you just have a career advancement. And maaring yun yung iyong turning point. And maaring din yung turning point mo would be marriage. No, dati kang single, ngayon nag-asawa ka na. So meron mga turning point in your life. And turning point is something like what I said, it's a decisive moment. Maaring yung it's beneficial or it cannot be beneficial for you. Kaya nga kailangan malaman, ano ba talaga yung turning point in my life? Ano ba talaga yung mga dapat mangyari? And we believe the reason why we want this series is because at the end of this series, we want all of us to experience a power encounter with Christ or a power encounter with Jesus that will produce genuine change. Really, yung po talaga yung gusto natin mangyari in the next 3 weeks, ang gusto po talaga natin matutunan, eh kung paano po tayong mababago ni Yesu Cristo sa ating buhay at magkaroon ng turning point sa ating buhay. And the reason, that is the reason why we're doing this, no? Maaring ikaw today, you know, maaring meron sa ating ngayon na nag-iisip ka, sana kaya kong ibalik yung oras ng panahon. Di ba? Dahil maaring nandito ka sa situation mo ngayon and you feel that you are trapped. You feel that there's something in you na nangyayari sa buhay mo ngayon na parang you're hopeless and you're desperate in the situation you're in right now. And iniisip mo, sana kaya ko ibalik yung time. Sana I can do that. Or maybe some of us here today are feeling na parang okay ka na sa buhay mo ngayon. You're just happy. Okay, okay na, wag mo nang i-rock yung boat. Happy na ako ngayon eh. I do not want any changes in my life. I do not want any turning point in my life. I am just happy where I am right now. O maaari naman ikaw, nagbipray ka, matagal ka na nagbipray, o pinagdadasal mo yung loved one mo, na sana magbago na siya. Sana makakalimutan niya na yung pamumuhay na mali. At sana maituwid niya na yung buhay niya. Maaaring sa buhay mo mismo, nananalangin ka, Panginoon, sana mabago ko na tong part ng life ko na to na hindi ko kayang magawa. And I've been trying and trying, pero walang nangyayari. Maybe that is a turning point in your life right now. And we all have that. Or maybe you're a person today and you just have these bigger dreams and hopes for your life. Okay? Iniisip mo na sana. You know, I want my life na pagkatapos yung buhay ko, mas masaya at maligaya. And the reason why we're doing this series is because we want all of us to have a turning point in our lives. Turning point that will change us. Turning point in our lives that will cause us to be a better person. Turning point in our lives kung saan makikilala natin ang suseso Kristo. So in the next 3 weeks, meron po tayong tatlong taong titingnan. Like what I said earlier, tatlong tao po ito, tatlong character wherein they had a turning point in their lives, okay, na nagbago sa buhay nila. And we want to learn from them. And I would just like invite everyone right now to please stand up as we read God's Word. Ang ating pong teksto ngayon ay makikita natin sa Mark chapter 5, verses 2 to 13. If you have your Bibles with you, I would like to ask you to please open your Bible to Mark chapter 5, verses 2 to 13. Okay? Mas maganda po para bumamaya, pwede nyo bilugan, pwede nyo sulatan din yung Bible, and then mare-remember nyo kung ano talaga yung pinag-usapan natin today. Verse 2 says, "And when Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, 'What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me.' For Jesus had said to him, 'Come out of this man, you evil spirit.' Then Jesus asked him, 'What is your name?' 'My name is Legion,' he replied, 'for we are many.' And he begged Jesus again and again not to send him out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside, and the demons begged Jesus, 'Send us among the pigs, allow us to go into them.' And he gave them permission, and the evil spirit came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down a steep bank into the lake and were drowned." Let us pray. Panginoon, maraming salamat po sa oras na ito. We just ask that your Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts today. Lord, I pray na yung pong habang pong pag-aaralan namin yung salita, panalangin po namin ng yung banal na spirito ang siyang mangusap sa aming mga puso today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please take your seats. You know what? Ito pong kwento na to sa Mark chapter 5 is actually part po ito ng tatlo, ano po ito eh? Lahat tayo mahilig sa mga ano ngayon, di ba? Three-in-one coffee. Pero ngayon, yung mga merong mga bagong deal, 3+1. Di ba? Pagka bumili ka ng tatlo, merong pang, libreng pang-apat. And basically, this story where we picked up in chapter 5 is actually 3+1. 3+1 to eh. Nag-start to ng chapter 4, verse 35, at matatapos sa chapter 5, verse 43. And we're only gonna look at the one story. Okay, yung story nga nitong yung pigs and chains. Or we will be talking about the demoniac man, no? Kasi nangyari po dito in chapter 5, okay, before chapter 5, ang nangyari dito in chapter 4, verse 35, Jesus told the disciples, because he just did some miracles, and then sabi niya sa kanya mga disciples, "Let's go to the other side of the lake." So makita tayo sa boat, and then pumunta tayo dun sa kabila. And then when they got there, okay, yung pong other side na yun, makikita po natin, that is the Gerasin, or meron tayong picture dyan ng ano, bro, yung map. Okay, so nakasakay sila dyan sa bangka na yan. Nandun sila eh. So they're on the city of Galilee, they're in the Sea of Galilee on the left side, dun sila galing. And then sabi ni Jesus, "Let's go to the other side." Okay, to the other side of that is the Gerasin, or ibang sinasabi doon, is in the region of Decapolis. Decapolis po is a city, is actually composed of 10 cities, na majority po ng mga tao dyan, eh mga Hudyo. Ay, hindi Hudyo, mga Gentiles. Hindi po yan mga Gentiles. These are Greeks people, hindi po sila mga Hudyo, hindi po sila kagaya nila Jesus. And so, and for Jesus to say that, "Let's go to the other side," I am just wondering what are the things that they have in mind, yung mga disciples. Kasi imagine, yung mga disciples, talagang punong-puno ito ng ano eh. Nationalista itong mga ito eh. You know, they're very much into Jewish system. They're very Jewish. Okay? Kasi yun sila eh. And for Jesus to say, for them to go to the other side, ibig sabihin nung maali nag-iisip na sila, sasabihin nila, "Teka muna, Jesus, marurumi yung tao doon. Are you aware, Jesus, na yung pupuntahan natin yan? Eh, hindi mga Jews yan. Mga marurumi yan. Hindi natin yung kauri, hindi natin yung kadugo. Maaring mali yung mga gagawin sa atin yan." And so when that was happening, please just imagine with me for a minute, no? Nangyayari yun, so they're probably thinking that in their mind, and then on the way, okay, papunta pa lang sila ron, biglang natulog si Jesus. Okay, natutulog si Jesus, and then biglang may malakas na bagyo. And they were so afraid. Imagine these people, yung mga kasama po ni Jesus, mga fishermen, na they grew up in the water, no? Practically, nung pinanganak sila, no? Meron na silang bangkang hawak-hawak. Okay? So talagang sanay sa tubig 'tong mga 'to. And yet when this great storm came, natakot po sila. They were so afraid. Natakot sila na baka mamatay na sila. That is why. And then when they look at Jesus, si Jesus naka-sitting pretty. O kaya natutulog, may unan doon sa likod na natutulog siya habang yung bagyo, hinaampas sila ng bagyo, hinaampas sila ng malakas na alon. And you know, and they were wondering, bakit natutulog si Jesus? What is he doing? Okay? And then Jesus have to tell them, you know, when he woke up, Jesus gave three words. Peace, be still, and kapum. It was so calm. Biglang tumahimik yung dagat. At nagulat yung mga disciples. Okay? Amazingly, they were afraid of their lives. But when Jesus commanded the nature to stop and be still, they became more afraid. Sabi nila, sino ba talaga tong tao na to? Even nature obeys him. You know, I remember nung 1986 po, pumunta po ako sa, kasi hindi po, laki po akong Maynila eh. So nung nandun po ako sa, meron po kaming outreach sa Surigao, sa island of Surigao sa Mindanao, meron pong isang part doon na nagpunta po kami sa isang isla. And then isang Sunday po, magpa-travel po ako sa another isla that Sunday. And I can relate, you know, to that story. Kasi nung panahon na yun, although hindi naman siya talagang bagyo, pero umuulan. Nung bibiyahe kami, Sunday ng morning, pumunta kami sa isang isla from San Jose to Talavera, another island. And it was raining, and then I was so afraid kasi hindi ako sanay sa dagat eh. Okay? Gusto ko nasa swimming pool lang. And then ito na, all of the sudden, nakasakay ako sa bangka, and then malakas yung ulan, ang lakas ng ulan, ang lakas ng alon, and all of the sudden, namatay yung makina ng pump boat. Okay, and then yung alon, alon, di ba? Normally, sinasalubong mo yung alon, di ba? When you're traveling, and then all of the sudden, yung bangka namin namatay. Imbis na humarap sa alon, tumagilid. Sabi ko, Lord, mamamatay na yata ako, Lord. Okay? And I cried out to the Lord, and the Lord saved me. Okay? So, buti na lang, kaya nandito pa po ako today. Anyway, you know, in that story, so that was the first story. Okay, Jesus showed them that He has power over nature. So pinakita po ni Jesus yun. And then from then on, okay, chapter 5 na, biglang ang pumunta sila dito sa Decapolis area. And then all of the sudden, the moment he got out of the boat, nandun pa siguro siya sa dalampasigang kapababa pa lang ni Jesus sa boat. And all of a sudden, this crazy man came running to him. Okay? Sabi sa kanya, Jesus! What do you want from me? Imagine, tapos, I can just imagine the disciples. Siguro sabi ng disciples, sinasabi ko na nga ba talaga itong si Jesus, ang tigas ng ulo. Binagyo na nga tayo kanina eh. Di ba maganda ng idea yun na dapat huwag na tayong tumuloy. Maaaring may masamang mangyayari sa atin doon. Eto ngayon, hindi naman welcome club yung dumating sa atin. Demonyo dumating. Humarap sa atin. Eto na. Trouble after trouble. Okay? Problems after problems. Ano ba naman ito si Jesus? Hindi masyadong sensitive sa Holy Spirit. Okay? And yet, Jesus came. Okay? He went to this place. Pinuntahan niya yung lugar na yan. And then, this man, okay, tingnan lang po natin kung ano ba yung itsura ng tao na ito. And you're probably thinking, Pastor, wala naman, paano man po ako makaka-relate sa story na yan eh? Wala naman po akong legion. Okay? Hindi naman po ako kagaya nung nandun sa story. No? Maaari pong hindi po pareho nung kanyang story. Maaaring hindi po tayo ganun. Pero tingnan po natin, paano tayo makaka-relate dun sa story na to. And let us see and learn what happened to this man that changed this life. What happened? Let's see what we can learn from this man and apply it in our own lives para po magkaroon tayo ng turning point in our own lives so that we could be changed, so that we could be transformed, so that we could experience a genuine change in our lives. Amen? So let's look at the text. Let's look at what's happening here. Okay? So Mark was probably writing to a group of believers sa Rome. And he was probably writing to them. They were going through trials and they're going through a lot of different problems. Now overwhelmed sila, and they needed encouragement. They needed encouragement. They needed to see if this Jesus that they serve, if this Jesus that they believe in is real. Can he really save us? Can he really, does he know what we're going through? Does he have the power, okay, to change us and to change the situation we're in? Diba, ganun naman po tayo lahat eh. Meron tayong mga bagay sa ating buhay na gusto nating baguhin. And we're trying to change it in our own way. And yet, minsan hindi po natin nababago. And Jesus has to come in and to change us. Okay, and that is what we will learn in this lesson. So Jesus got into the boat. So let's look at the description of this man. Okay, nung dumating kay Jesus, let's look at verse 3. Ito pong sinasabi, follow along with me. Okay, sa inyong Bible, this man lived in the tombs. Okay, tingnan po natin, aralin po natin. When he got out, this man lived in the tombs. Saan ba nakatira tong tao na to? Nakatira tong tao na to doon sa mga libingan. Okay, yung mga libingan during that time, eh nasa cave, malapit sa cliff, okay, by the sea. Doon po normally ginalagay yung kanilang mga patay. And tong tao na ito, because of the demon and all the things that was happening in his life, the demon drove him out from the other people and stayed with the dead. Parang itong tao na to, he's more dead than alive. Okay? Kasi wala naman talaga siyang human relationship anymore. Because the demon drove him into this place. Wala na talagang nangyayari sa buhay niya. He was actually, parang ang sasabihin mo, he's more demon than man. No? Parang ganun yung nangyari sa kanya. And the enemy, you know, the Satan is very good at that. That is the first thing that Satan does to us. Di ba? Ina-isolate niya tayo palagi. Have you noticed that? When you committed sin, when you committed something wrong, when you know that you did something that is not pleasing the Lord, the enemy will try to, you know, try to get you to isolate yourself. Sabihin kanya, alam mo, talaga, Kristiyano ka pa naman. Huwag ka nang pupunta sa church kasi nakakahiya yung ginawa mo. Huwag ka na natin ng victory group. Kasi talagang grabe yung ginawa mo. Kasalanan yun eh. No? And you know, Satan is like that. That is exactly what happened at the fall. Remember? When Adam and Eve fell, ano yung unang lang ginawa? When they heard God walking. Huh? Nagtago sila. Because the enemy works that way. The enemy would always try to isolate us. The enemy would always try to get us alone so no one can help us. And that is the work of the enemy. So what else did we find from this man? Okay? No one could bind him anymore. That's the same verse. It says, this man lived in the tombs and no one could bind him anymore. Please encircle the word anymore in your Bible. Okay? Anymore. Ibig sabihin po niyan, by implication, before, nababind pa siya. Before, kaya pa siya. Before, pareho lang siya ng mga taong kasama niya. Before, okay pa yung buhay niya. But now, no one could bind him anymore. Okay? Maaring tayo din yun, no? Minsan sa buhay natin, noon, napapagsabihan ka pa bilang sudyan, minsan nasasabihan ka pa ng parents mo, na anak, hindi maganda yan. No? And then, dumating yung panahon na ginaground ka na ng parents mo. And then, ngayon, hindi na ginaground. Talagang pulis na yung kumakausap sa'yo. Okay? Di ba? Before, kaya ka pang pag-usapan, ngayon, hindi na. Okay? You know, that's how the enemy works, eh. Di ba? Paunti-unti kanyang lalayo ng ilalayo. And before, this man could be bound, and now no one could bound him anymore. Okay? There was a time in his life where he was just like those people in the town. Pareho lang siya ng mga kapwa niyang tao ron. And yet, because of sin, okay, because of this demon that came to him, he is now twisted and evil. Kaya nga, para siyang si Darth Vader. Di ba? Kasi nagtanong si Jedi eh. Sabi niya, bakit, paano bang nangyari sa tatay ko to? Okay? Nung sinunod ni Darth Vader yung evil side and the dark force, he no longer became Anakin. Anakin ba yun? Anakin? Di ba? Then he became Darth Vader. Bakit? Kasi he's now more a machine than human, sabi niya. Because he was twisted. Because he was reduced by the evil one. Okay? That is exactly what happened to this man. He was, before he could be bound, before he was just like those other people around, before he was just like us. But because of sin, because of the evil, okay, because of his continuous following sin, That's what happened to him. Sabi mo, Pastor, hindi naman, wala naman po akong legion. Wala naman po akong demonyo sa buhay ko. Okay? Pero really, when you think about it, lahat po tayo, okay, could fall into that if we keep on following sin in our lives. Okay? Not only that, not only he was, he no one could bind him anymore, but then sabi said, in this text, hindi po sinabi that he's not wearing anything. Okay? Pero dun po sa Luke chapter 8, verse 27, sinabi po rin, and this man was living among the tombs and no one, and he wore no clothes. Okay? He was naked. Okay, that was in Luke chapter 8, verse 27. Okay, hindi po yung sinabi sa Mark, hindi rin po yung sinabi sa Matthew, pero kay Luke, in the same account, sinabi po ni Luke na itong tao na ito, he was naked. Okay, why was he naked? Because, ito yung unang-unang ginagawa ng enemy. Again, going back to the fall, di ba? Nung nagkasala si Adan at si Adan at si Eva, anong nangyari? Di ba? They tried to put clothes on them. They put a covering on themselves, and yet God did not accept that. And God gave them, okay, a covering that was made on the skin of the animals. So, makikita po natin, sometimes, really, yung pong clothing natin distinguishes, okay, from the animals. Diba? And yet, when this man was naked, when the evil spirit attacked this man, ang nangyari sa kanya, bumalik siya at nag-degenerate siya into a bestial, okay, state. Parang, because he's no longer human nga eh. Parang he's more demon. He's no longer, yung humanity niya is almost gone. Okay? So, that is what happened to him. And then verse 4, it says, he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. Ito pinakikita na sa kanan natin na talagang napakalakas nitong tao na ito. Okay, not only can anyone bind him, pero talagang winawasak niya at pinuputol niya yung mga chains na inilalagay sa kanya. Talagang uncontrollable na siya. And that is what the evil one has done in his life. Okay? Makikita po natin yung chains. Later on, we will look at ano ba yung significance ng chain. Really, when you talk about this chain, pagka pinag-usapan po natin yung chain and irons na inilalagay sa kanya, is they were trying everything they can. Kasi during that time, that is the way they deal with these people. Okay? They will isolate them and they will try to control them by binding them. Pero ang problema, they were trying to resolve an inner problem with an external means. Di ba? Kaya wala nangyayari. Kasi yung kailangan ng tao na ito is a new heart. He needed a new heart. All these chains that they were trying to put on him, wala, baliwala. And not only he tore everything, but no one can subdue him. In verse 4, the latter part. Again, that word is, you know, you're saying that he is uncontrollable. Hindi mo na siya makontrol. And then night and day, he was crying out. He was in extreme agony. And then he says that bruising himself with stone. Again, you know that term there, when he was trying to, what he was trying to do is sinusugatan niya yung katawan niya. Sinasaktan niya yung sarili niya. Okay? Sinasaktan niya yung sarili niya. And the evil one is the one doing it, controlling him. And he was trying, commentator was saying, na itong ginagawa niya dito, talagang winawasak niya yung image nung dinideform niya yung katawan niya. Okay? And that is because the enemy will always attack the image of God. Remember, we are all created in the image of God. And that is what the enemy is trying to do. Okay? He's trying to deform this person's body. Okay? And in the same manner, you know, I remember, meron ako isang kamag-anak noon, na pagka nalalasing siya, naghihiwa-hiwa. O hinihiwa-hiwa niya yung katawan niya. Okay? And again, that is because of the evil spirit. That is the sin nature. Okay? When sin comes in, that is what's happening to us. He was bruising himself. You know, the picture of this demoniac man is a graphic example po of what the power of sin. Okay? Kasi po in the Bible, it teaches us there are things that sin can have, you know, ano yung mga nangyayari when we keep on following sin. Romans chapter 1 will tell us that, you know, God will take a step back every time we keep on doing sinful thing. God will step back. And that is what happened to him. You know, in the Old Testament, we have Sodom and Gomorrah as a society, an example of a society who took God out in their lives and they kept following the things that they want. Okay? Ganun po yung nangyari sa buhay nila. And this man is an example of individual na kinalimutan niya yung Diyos at hinayaan niyang sundin kung ano lang yung makasalanan. So that's what happened to this man. Okay? And, you know, when you look at this situation, pagkatinignan po natin, talagang he's in a desperate situation. Okay? Hopeless na siya eh. Helpless. No one was trying to get to him. No one was trying to get a relationship with him. No one was talking to him. Everyone was afraid of him. Sa ibang translation nga, walang nakakalaban sa kanya. He's such a violent man. And yet, the amazing thing about this is that Jesus came to him. You know what? He wasn't seeking God. He was not seeking God. The amazing thing about this is that, you know, you're probably thinking, eh, Pastor, hindi naman nga ako ganun eh. Okay, when you talk about it, when Jesus asking him his name, anong sabi niya? My name is Legion. Okay? Because we are many. Can you imagine? This man, okay, yung pong Legion is a military term, na yung pong military, pagka Legion, there are about 2,000 to 6,000 fighting men. Ang nangyayari po dito, this man have about 6,000 evil spirits in him. Can you imagine? No wonder no one could help him out. No one could really set him free. Why? Because he's just overpowered by this evil spirit. And so when Jesus went to him, okay, the amazing thing about this is not only did Jesus come to him, but we have to understand that this man was not even a Jew. He's not a Jew. Jesus, when you look at the story, when you look at the Bible, it will tell us that Jesus first came to the Jews, then to the Gentiles. But this is the first time. Kaya nga, hindi maunawaan ng mga disciples to eh, when he said, let's go to the other side. And then this happened. Okay? Jesus met this man. And there was a turning point in his life. Something changed. Okay? Jesus had to weather the storm just for this one man. Maring sabihin mo, Pastor, ano naman gagawin ni Jesus sa akin? Wala naman akong problema. I'm just a simple guy. Why would Jesus bother to change me? Why would Jesus bother to free me? Okay? Because this man was not even a Jew. And Jesus went and saved him. He wasn't seeking God. Okay? But Jesus sought him. He wasn't even a Jew. He was dirty. He was unclean. And yet Jesus, because he loved him, went to this town. And the amazing thing about it is that after Jesus ministered to him, he left town. Yun lang. Isang tao lang po yung pinuntahan ni Jesus at this time. Isang tao lang. And if that, you know, you might be feeling, you know, if maybe Jesus is not really, I'm not really important to Jesus. No, if that person was important to Jesus, you're important to Jesus today. Okay, Jesus wants to minister to you today. And that is what he wants us to do. But how? The question we want to ask is that bakit siya nagkaroon ng turning point? Bakit siya mayroong big change in his life? Bakit marami sa atin hindi nagkakaroon ng ganung pagbabago? Maaring, you know, you want to change. There are things that you want to change in your life, pero hindi nagbabago pa. Lagi kang natatalo. Maybe we need to learn from this man. Chapter 5, verse 6. Let's look at what happened to him. Okay? This is not even him yet. Okay? May debate nga dito. Sino ba talaga yung nagsasalita rito? When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and he fell on his knees in front of him. There are three things he did. Okay? Maybe the reason why we're not experiencing the change in our lives is because we're not encountering Jesus in the same manner that this demoniac encountered Jesus. Okay? From a distance, when he saw Jesus, he ran. Maybe some of us are just contented to see the light from afar. Maybe for some of us, para tayong yung town people. Nung nakita nila na ni-restore ni Jesus yung tao na dati lang kinatatakutan, what did they do? Instead of asking Jesus to, you know, plead to Jesus to stay, can you imagine this man just delivered this person with 6,000 demons in him. And yet, instead of asking Jesus to stay with him, they pleaded for Jesus to leave town. Why? Because they, you know, it was just too much for them. Kasi they lost 2,000 pigs. Okay? Masyadong costly. Jesus, masyadong costly to. Baka mamaya maubusan kami ng negosyo. Okay? Baka mamaya maubus lahat yung mga pag-aari-arian namin kapag nag-stay ka rito. You know, some of us are feeling that way sometimes. You know, sometimes you're telling Jesus, you know, okay na, bumunta na nga ako sa church. Okay na yun. Hindi ba enough yung nag-church na ako? Kailangan ko ba talaga mag-victory group? Okay? Kailangan ko ba talagang mag-attend ng service, mag-serve sa mga ministries? Because Jesus does not just want an hour of your time.